This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tuesday edition of the show brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Bookmark this. SecureEnergyFuture.org is their website. And you'll learn lots about power you can depend on and about the good work this coalition is doing. Every day people join this group, and when I say join, sign up for, you know, occasional emails and let their elected members know they care about affordable energy. It doesn't cost you anything. They don't bother you with a bunch of emails. You get information and have a better grasp of the reliability of our energy, the affordability of our energy, and how it's at risk because of what a bureaucratic regulatory regime is trying to do to our coal industry. It is happening as we speak. And we need to be careful on the wind side, too. You know, there has been news recently of Great River Energy closing a power plant, a coal-fired power plant in North Dakota. And part of the reason that's happening is because of the cost of the power they are generating there and what they receive for that. And one of the reasons that number has come down and the economics have come down is because wind is generating a lot of energy that goes onto the grid. Now, that's fine because we actually need everything. We need wind. We need coal. We need hydro. We need natural gas. We need it all, right? We have an insatiable appetite for energy. And while we work hard on efficiency, if you just look at the curve, we're going to need it. But wind adding power to the grid is subsidized by you and I, taxpayers. So now we have a less reliable situation in North Dakota because you lose a power plant at the expense of more wind putting power on the grid, which is bought and paid for by taxpayers. So the tax credits are partly to blame, and the whole uncertainty issue just with the coal industry. So you have a lot of families, hundreds of people affected as a result of that. Not a good deal. Anyway, find out more. This is the kind of information you can get at SecureEnergyFuture.org. My name is Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell is off this week. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments. We plan to be at the state capitol in Bismarck today and had some issues with where we could broadcast from. Al Carlson decided he wanted to put us in a cubicle. We must have said something, not so nice about Al at some point. So, it's a little difficult to do a talk show in a cubicle, especially when you're next to a bunch of print reporters who aren't used to having somebody talk for 2 hours next to them. But anyway, we'll go there later today and try and figure that out after the program. We will bring you, however, the address of Governor Dalrymple today on the program. So we will do that. And you'll understand where he is at. I will say this about Jack Dalrymple. Probably nobody, certainly top five, has the grasp overall of the budget situation in North Dakota than Governor Jack Dalrymple. He really does. So, I feel confident that the situation that has arisen as a result of the perfect storm, if you will, not sure there is such a thing as a perfect storm, but perfect set of circumstances that you have commodity prices down, you have oil prices down, defying all the experts, it continues. And you have the situation where they have to trim. They have to find some dollars. But there's so many buckets of money in North Dakota hold away. I mean, it's a belt and suspenders state. It really is. And the Republican majority deserves credit for that. I mean, the Democrats do a really good job of saying woulda, shoulda, coulda, but it's easy from the cheap seats. Their numbers are small, and all they do is really carp. They don't ever really contribute anything to the conversation. And on the other hand, they're not really given an opportunity many times either. So it's sort of a horse before the cart kind of deal. An example, if I'm the Democrats trying to contribute to this particular situation with a 3-day session, and I get the blueprint, the plan the night before that the legislative leaders and the governor agree on, how do I react, right? That's a little bit of gamesmanship. It's politics. I guess to the victor goes spoils, but I don't exactly like it. But I think in the end they'll come up with a pretty good plan here, and it's really not all that tough. It isn't. It isn't all that tough, and we're in a lot better spot in North Dakota than we are in most places. We'll be here all week to cover it, watch it very closely, and as I say, the governor at the bottom of the hour, so we'll give you more of that. And then the rest of the time, we're just going to do open phone time today. You can talk about this budget situation if you want. There is $152 million more in budget cuts that have been proposed by the Republican majority, and talking about how to do that and moving around different pots of money. There's a contingency transfer authorizing up to $100 million in the Bank of North Dakota profits. I'm hearing some rumbling about the wisdom of that and whether that's really there. I don't know. Got to dig into that. But anyway, welcome your input on that. Also, a federal judge has ruled in favor of tribal members blocking North Dakota's voter ID law. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's wrong with America. This is what's wrong with America. When a judge, and what he's done here is he's granted a preliminary injunction requested by seven members of the Turtle Mountain Band of the Chippewa, who sued Secretary of State Al Jaeger in January, claiming that the voter ID laws are unconstitutional and discriminatory. And I'm not going to put all this on the judge right now because it's basically saying, okay, fine, we'll stop this and then let's litigate this, or, you know, let's get this into a trial or whatever. But I'll come back to what I'm saying, and I don't put what's wrong with America necessarily on the judge. Here's what the judge wrote. Although most voters in North Dakota either possess a qualifying ID or can obtain some form of acceptable identification, a safety net is needed for those voters who cannot obtain a qualifying ID with reasonable effort. The idea that you can vote without an ID is, in my mind, capital letters, STUPID. It is, and the fact that anybody takes this into court, by the way, let's say it, I long past my years of needing a filter or being politically correct on the show, because I am going to say and tell you exactly what I feel, and, you know, you can disagree, you can call me on the carpet, anything else. This isn't about concerns over people wanting to vote who can't get themselves an ID. This is about letting people vote who shouldn't be voting. This is about letting people vote who say they are somebody different than they are. This is about voter fraud. If you can't be for the very basic, simple idea that you need to have an ID to cast a vote so there's some integrity in the system, you aren't for fair elections. My opinion. And that's what's wrong with me. I'll tie it to the presidential race. This kind of insanity. This kind of insanity. Al Franken is a United States senator because of this kind of insanity. Heidi Heitkamp's margin of victory was 3,000 votes, and, oh, there was a lot of stuff going on the reservations in the state of North Dakota. Trust me. Trust me. Was it 3,000? I don't know. I don't know we'll ever know, because we sort of look the other way because elections are rarely close in North Dakota. That one was. Were we looking? Donald Trump has come out now and said, hey, elections, be careful. This one's going to be close, and they're going to try and rig it. Why wouldn't they? They've done it before. So my two cents, I welcome yours as well. We didn't really finish the conversation on a busy day yesterday related to Donald Trump extending this controversy over his comments. I'm to the point where I have a snootful of the whole thing, to tell you the truth. Because the media bias in all this, the double standard in all this is staggering. Over the weekend, she comes out and lies about what the FBI director said about her email investigation, lies about it, and it's ignored. Washington Post didn't do a good Pinocchio. They updated their truth meter on Hillary Clinton, and the Pinocchio explodes. It's so bad. I posted that on my Facebook page. If you haven't seen it and need a good laugh today, I'd go for it. Anyway, a couple things on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text your questions or comments, 701-367-2054. Earl in Pearl, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, listen, I got two quick things for you. First is, if you or I were on We're in a federal investigation. Like Hillary, would we be allowed to even get a job? And second, I'm leaving my party. I'm a far right winger. I'm in the Constitution Party. But I am leaving. I'm asking people in this country to please do whatever you can. Get out of your party. Whatever. This is the first time I'll vote for a Republican. I never voted for a Democrat. But I'm leaving my party to vote for Donald Trump. If this woman gets in, we're in deep trouble.
If for no other reason, Earl, I agree with you, the United States Supreme Court. You want to pick one issue and you say, I care enough about the Constitution to want people who there will fairly interpret it and not try and change it, then you got to vote for Donald Trump, in my opinion. And Earl, I'm with you. And I don't think we got to call Hillary Hitler or the devil, honestly. Donald Trump's done that, and that's today's dust up. We'll talk about that when we come back. Barb, south of Dickinson, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water's good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
Fargo, Grand Forks, and their new location in Bismarck has moved next to Sam's Club. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at fargohotspring.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
If you would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep.
know, if he'd not, if he made a deal with the devil is kind of a phrase, right? You say that line, oh, I did a deal with the devil, you know, but to then go on and say she's the devil, that's why they're going to say that. They're going to run with it. I don't think it's wise. Here's why, because everywhere in headlines and news organizations, everything else today, it's going to be Trump calls Clinton the devil. Now, there's only one devil, the Lucifer, that I know, but he's got a lot of cohorts, right? I'm not a Hillary Clinton fan. I would struggle to, but I just don't think you go there. You know what I mean? I don't think you go there. The other caller said Hillary. Here's why. At this point in the game, now till November, the presidential race is about addition, not subtraction. Simple as that. In other words, if I'm in the Hillary camp, I'm in the Hillary camp. Probably not going to move me. If I'm in the Trump camp, I'm in the Trump camp. So you're going for folks who just are kind of swinging in the wind. And sadly, a lot of people swing in the wind, say, I don't like how he name calls. I don't like, they'll use any little thing to go back the other way. Donald Trump's a smart guy. He's built an incredible company. He's got a wonderful family. There's zillions of great attributes about this guy. His team and he should focus on discipline and putting those forward. His energy proposal at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference was, I mean, so good it was staggering. His economic plan is incredible. Folks, it's about real growth. It's Art Laffer, for crying out loud, who was an architect of what Ronald Reagan did for the economy, along with Stephen Moore. Some brilliant, brilliant folks on what will revive the economy. The reason we're in the muck right now because of the Obama economy is we got this anemic, horrific growth. You get economic growth through investment and jobs, the economy growing again, you fix every problem from an economic standpoint. So he's obviously touched a nerve with the concern over our borders. Spend time talking about it without calling anybody any name. Now, I don't like the fact that when he does call somebody a name, that's all the media will talk about. That's all they want to talk about. But folks, that's the hand we've been dealt. That's not going to change. We can talk about that till we're blue in the face. It is what it is. They're corrupt, old media. They want Hillary. They want Trump to lose. They got Obama elected twice. They'll do it again. You got to play to the refs. And they're the refs. I get that most of us don't care about, you know, petty little politically correct battles. Again, addition, not subtraction. Am I making any sense or am I so stupid you can't even believe it? I mean, I'm frustrated too. The party that honors criminals and suspects who die in an encounter with law enforcement but ignores the families of fallen heroes that get up every day running into the bullets, not away from the bullets, is unbelievable to me. That we would sit there and spend the time we do. The media totally misses that. Totally misses that. We are where we are. That's not going to change. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face. That's not going to change. Surely not between now and November. So we best get our game face on and realize, who am I going to add today to the Trump train? Who am I going to add to the... And by the way, there's a lot of people just, they pick the pettiest things. Oh, I don't, he's so petulant. He does this. Why does he do that? How about the fact that if he's elected, the people he will put on the Supreme Court, and there's another attribute he ought to talk more about, are rock stars by every federalist standard. He saved the Constitution single-handedly from his appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. Just focus on that one issue and forget the dumb stuff. All right, I'm done. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Because you pull up at the pump and you say, what do I want? I have choice. Consumer comes first at PetroServe USA. Look for that red, white, and blue banner, whether you're filling up in the shadow of the Capitol, over there in Mandan, Bismarck, head west and you'll find them in places along the way. Valley City, Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, on into Minnesota, up to Grafton and Arthur and down to Wahpeton, over in Bemidji. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. 4 for $4 specials, my favorite. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Plus some great specials all month. Pizza Corner Pizza. Is it different now that it's not made Valley City anymore? I don't think so. I think it's okay. I've tried some. I love it. 2 for $11. Great deal. 2 for $11. So check that out. All month long at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. All right, who's next? Our Dickinson listener is vanished. So next in queue is Jim in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Hello, Jim. Go ahead.
I was going to say about the ID for voting. You know, it's an absolute necessity. I always ask people, I said, well, how would you, if you don't want an ID for voting, then why? I suppose you don't want referees at football games or basketball games or any umpires or anything. You just have mass chaos. There has to be some rules, and there has to be some following. You know, our vote should be more sacred to us than most things we do. And to sit there and say that somebody can come up there and claim they're somebody they're really not and vote absolutely takes all the integrity out of election. It's beyond the pale to me that people.
You're very discriminatory, Jim. You're being very discriminatory because according to the attorney for the plaintiffs, these laws are blatantly discriminatory.
Yeah,
blatantly discriminatory.
It doesn't say white man, black man, Mexican, Indian, whatever. It says everybody must show an ID. Everybody.
But of course, you can walk into any place that issues a license and get a free ID. They'll give you a free ID.
And there's public transportation. If they had to, they'd get a ride there. I mean, it's so ludicrous. The only reason people want it is to have a rigged election. There's no other reason for it. None.
Yeah, no, I'm not big on this judge and this decision. I'm not. I think it's everything I've ever heard about Judge Hudlin is pretty good in the past. But
goes to the Supreme Court and go back to that. So I mean, you know, that's why I say, like you said, I'm not a huge Trump fan because I think he does some foolish things. But I do believe that you know, if we elect Hillary and get the Supreme Court that done. You know, I shudder to think of what my children are going to have for a country. I shudder.
There you go.
Think.
There you go. Exactly right. That's exactly right, Jim. That's what you need to do to motivate yourself to engage in this presidential election. Who cares about the small ball? Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So chances are, when I'm not behind the microphone doing What's on Your Mind, I'm meeting with business owners and managers and marketing officials about how to help them build their business. Get more customers. That's the name of the game, right? Grow. Get bigger. Get better. Can we help you? We have a statewide network that has more listeners than any other radio program on the air in North Dakota. We thank our listeners for that. They're very loyal. They're here every day, and they're waiting to become your customers. If you let us help tell your story, that's what we are. Storytellers, and talk radio does it better than any other medium. It's real, it's personal, it's passionate. Let us help tell your story. I'd love to meet with you, see where we can help. KFIRE 550, AM 1100, The Flag. Just give us a call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3 for me. Or call Jim at KFIRE at 701-255-1234.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Emailer says, Scott, just man up and call a spade. The reason the Democrats and tribal leaders oppose voter ID is because it would make their voter fraud operations far less likely to be successful. Remember, Scott, that Al Franken was elated to the U.S. Senate. I think you mean elected, but I wasn't elated that he was elected, but I hear you. Elected to the U.S. Senate when two Minnesota counties had more votes cast than counties had registered voters. I remember, and I think I said a version of that. I believe the reason this suit was bought was not concern over whether anybody will be able to vote that should be able to vote. It is about to keep things fast and loose. And with elections, that shouldn't happen. Because anybody with the tiniest bit of common sense gets that, in my mind. Here's a comment about the budget situation in North Dakota. Governor Dalrymple was making his way into the House chamber. We're going to bring that to you when it happens here in a bit. Breaking news, the party of What's on Your Mind has taken the budget stabilization fund to zero and robbed the Bank of North Dakota. Another great legacy of the Republican Party's fiscal conservatism, which has tripled the size of North Dakota state government in the last 20 years. Amnesia and bigotry are abundant with this team of clowns. I think that kind of factual distortion by someone who clearly is a Democrat is the reason the Democrats can meet in a phone booth in Bismarck. That comes from Monty Reiner. Monty, you know, I could spend a week picking apart that statement. The budget stabilization fund is there to go to zero in this particular case because a new session starts, you know, in a few months. So, and robbing the Bank of North Dakota, now there's profits in the Bank of North Dakota from previous investments and funds available for use there. Would you rather be sitting there in a fund when they already have reserves? I mean, so that's goofy is what that is, but you're entitled to your opinion. John in Fargo is next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Governor Dalrymple coming up in minutes here. Stay tuned for that. John and Fargo, what's on your mind?
I'm very happy with the performance of Mr. Donald J. Trump. The guy is an absolute disgrace. And when you supporters of him sit back and watch him demean people, watch him lie every day, many times. His disgraceful behavior, his incredible ignorance of what's going on in the world. I just think you need to sit back and realize what you're willing to sacrifice, your own dignity, to support Donald Trump.
Do you feel the same way about Hillary Clinton?
I am not. No. I like Hillary better than I like Trump.
So the whole FBI director talking about how she was dishonest and lying,
yes,
and
the FBI investigation. Of course.
All right, got it. All right, well, now we know. You've got a double standard, John, along with most of the rest of the media. That's okay. Governor Jack Dalrymple speaking at the state capitol on the budget situation. Let's go live there for you now.
$8.5 billion below the previous forecast. This is, in spite of the fact that we'd already made up a revenue shortfall in February by ordering a 4.05% allotment of the general fund appropriations and by authorizing the transfer of $497 million as needed from the budget stabilization fund. One would have hoped that the February allotments would take care of the problem, but the continuation of weak sales tax receipts, especially in western North Dakota, has produced a revised forecast that calls for still further adjustments. Yesterday, I ordered a 2.5% allotment
to access the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which we intend to utilize to restore what would have been a $44 million reduction in K-12 school funding. By law, any allotment ordered by the governor must be made in an across-the-board fashion, agency by agency. I made the decision in February that the 4.05% allotment was the maximum amount we could reasonably require without serious adverse consequences to certain agencies, primarily the Department of Human Services. Although painful, these reductions were handled well by our agency directors, and the impacts on people's lives were minimized. In many cases, projects or new programs authorized last year were simply postponed, and generally, existing core services have been continued. In the situation we are facing today, one option would have been to enact another sizable allotment to reduce spending by the necessary amount. However, I decided we had reached the limit of what reductions were feasible using an across-the-board method. It simply was not prudent to make further reductions in the Department of Human Services because important services for the needy would be impacted. Therefore, I have called for your assistance to craft a combination of targeted funding restorations in key areas and making available the contingency funds necessary to remedy the shortfall. I am fully in support of a bill that will be introduced to the Delayed Bills Committee this morning. The bill calls for a 2.5% reduction in spending for general fund agencies, except for the Department of Human Services, which will receive no further reduction, and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, which will be required to make a 1% reduction. The 2.5% reduction in foundation aid is already being covered by an automatic transfer from the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. The bill also calls for a contingency transfer of surplus capital from the Bank of North Dakota as needed of up to $100 million, as well as affirming the availability of $75 million remaining in the Budget Stabilization Fund. The bill also contains a statement of legislative intent that if additional revenues become available prior to the next regular session, the 65th Legislative Assembly should consider early in the session the restoration of funds that support behavioral health services, autism, and long-term care. Our economic output is indeed down from last year, but only after several consecutive years of being the nation's top-performing state economy. We have diversified our state economy tremendously over the last 15 years, and many parts of our economy are still growing very nicely. Job openings are still available across North Dakota, and our unemployment rate remains low. We all knew the day would eventually come when the markets for crude oil and farm commodities would take a turn for the worse, and that these downturns would also impact our tax receipts. Of course, there are always Monday morning quarterbacks who say they knew when the price of oil would go down and what the price of wheat would do. At the same time, many of you will remember being told that we should spend more, even if it meant tapping into our reserves, because we were supposedly hoarding too much money in the capital. Obviously, there is a right balance between too much optimism and too much caution. The good news is that our legislature had the foresight to set aside strong reserves, which will be used for the exact purpose for which they were intended. Looking ahead, we know that the 2017-19 budget will be extremely tight, because we will be, for the time being, using a forecast that is very close to a worst-case scenario. We know our state economy will improve as commodities cycle back up again, and as our economy grows, we will be able to once again build up budget reserves. But for now, belt tightening is the order of the day, and I'm confident the people of North Dakota will be supportive of the adjustments that you make in this special session. Thank you for your service to the state of North Dakota, and best wishes for a successful and expeditious special session.
Governor Jack Dalrymple. And I think what maybe would be a little shorter than some folks anticipated in the way of a budget address before the legislature today, a special session of the legislature, 3-day event to do exactly what he laid out there. I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'm not sure there's anyone that has a better grasp on the state budget, where the dollars are, and how to do these things than the governor. Obviously, his lead is being followed by most Republicans. They'll tweak things a little bit here and there, and then, of course, the Democrats will do their best. There's various committee meetings that'll be a meeting, and they'll try and get a vote on a different bill and whatnot. I said yesterday, I'd love to simplify this and just say, okay, there's the governor's plan. Now, Republicans, you go in one room and talk about what you like or don't like about that. Put forward your plan. Have a vote on it. Democrats, you go in another. Put your plan forward. Come out and have a vote on that. And whichever one wins, we're done. See you later. Let's go home. Be the way to do it. And it doesn't always happen quite that simply. And I think actually Democrats need to be put on record, especially for a lot of legislative races that are happening around the state, to say, all right, the carping from your leadership is you don't like the tax relief of the last three sessions. Property tax relief, income tax relief, reform of the oil tax, pick your issue. Okay. Can we have a vote saying the last three sessions and the tax relief were a bad idea? Yes or no? So we know exactly where you're at. I think that'll help folks district by district, no doubt about it. Speaking of that oil tax, Max Schneider, the Senate Democratic leader, and Kelly Armstrong, who grew up in the oil industry and is now the chair of the Republican Party, in addition to being a Senate member from Dickinson, will debate the changes that were made in the last legislative session from 4 to 4:30 today on Energy Matters. It'll be replayed on this weekend on AM 1100, The Flag, and KTGO as well. But that should be fun. Tomorrow, Max Schneider and Al Carlson on the program, too.
So. What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With a little river band. Yeah, that's a little river band there. Try and say that 10 times fast. All right, let's chat. We have the rest of the show here to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm going to do this one more time real slow so you can grab a pen. I'll give you a number to text if you have a comment. We're short on text today. I think because you're used to texting Todd and he's gone today. So different number to text when Todd's gone. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Bismarck Mandan's local call, 258-0550. 258-0550. You can text 701-367-2054. Well, Todd's away. Or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a text. Where was Congressman Kramer's event in Devil's Lake today? Let me grab the list here. I think we read those yesterday. Coffee with Kramer events are happening, kind of like our talk radio town halls, only you get to look everybody in the whites of their eyes. It's kind of fun. Devil's Lake today starts in about half an hour, a little more, 10:30, I guess, 10:30 to 11:30 today at Dunn Brothers Coffee. It's in, I think it's the old Walmart there. It's this little strip mall now. It's very nice. Right there, Dunn Brothers Coffee. I met the folks there from Hometown Pies. Best pies on the planet Earth. Yes, right there. Dunn Brothers Coffee, 210 Highway 2 West. Today from 10:30 to 11:30. Tomorrow in Rugby, the coffee... wait a minute. Isn't Rugby today? I thought Rugby was today. I might have that wrong. I'll double-check that. I'll let you know. Anyway, let's get back to the phones. David in San Francisco wants to talk about voter fraud. I'm glad you're listening in San Francisco, if you are, or if you're visiting here. But is voter fraud a concern for you in San Francisco?
It's not really a concern at all, and I'm kind of surprised that, you know, this has been, you know, America's been suckered by this issue for, what, 20-something years? You know, I started voting 40 years ago, and when you went down the street to vote, there was a little old lady that was probably the person that babysat you as a child, and she knew you, and you didn't need voter ID. And
okay.
So we're gonna
agree that it's a different time now, David. Right? It's a different time now.
No,
so you started by saying voter fraud doesn't concern you. That concerns me that it doesn't concern you. First of all, we want integrity in our elections, right? Can we agree on that?
Well, sure, you want integrity, but the fact of the matter is that there's a double whammy in this thing. The scam is that the voting precincts have been made larger and larger and larger because of budget issues, and because of that, it's led to the little old lady not knowing everybody. But
I gotta tell you, I mean, Fargo, North Dakota, Bismarck, North Dakota, Minot, Grand Forks. I'm going to take four of the biggest cities in North Dakota. You know, not everybody's going to know everybody. These are big enough towns, and they're not San Francisco. So I think that's flawed. Let me just ask you this.
No, it's not flawed. And if you'd let me finish, I'll tell you how this has been a scam, because it's getting more expensive with the voter ID, because it's a private company that ends up issuing these kinds of IDs. A lot of people don't realize it, but DMV has gotten scammed with these expensive laminated RFID chips in them, all of the...
Okay, David, I don't have time to spend a week with you talking about this. I want to know one basic thing. And how the voter IDs are manufactured at the DMV, you know, set that aside for a second. Is it a good idea for someone who comes to vote to have to present a piece of identification so you know they are who they say they are? Just like you're running a movie, for crying out loud. Doesn't that make sense?
You're a liar, Scott, and you won't let me.
I'm a liar. That's a basic yes or no question. Sorry, I just can't give as much time to San Francisco callers as I do from Mandan callers, like Mike. What's on your mind, Mike?
That was a pretty good call, Scott.
I'm trying very hard, but I gotta give deference to our callers here. I do.
Okay, I'll make it quick. The last caller he had before the governor came on about Trump there, you know, it just amazes me that people believe what the media and Democrats and all that stuff say, the lies and innuendos about Trump. But they ignore the facts about Hillary. Hillary's been proven to be a liar. All this corruption, the money, foreign money coming in, all that. They just ignore that, but they believe every little lie about Trump. You know, I'm just tired of it. I mean, you just throw his hands up in the air and just walk away and say, you know what? Just go to the poll and vote Trump. We need a change. Got to get America back on track.
In my mind, just strengthen your resolve with the frustration is the best way to channel that. You follow me?
Because
I share your frustration. That's why I vented about the idea that the party that honors families of criminals or suspects that died in a encounter with law enforcement because of their own choices, but ignores families of fallen law enforcement heroes, the guys run into they were not honored. I mean, and the fact that's not pointed out and isn't a 60 Minutes expose or front page in the New York Times is all you need to know about how they're in the tank. But the point is, that's not going to change. Donald Trump is still in some polls. I saw a poll in Virginia. He's up 6 points. Virginia, which they count in their column because of Tim Kaine. And so I got to lose that frustration and focus on the Supreme Court and focus on getting our borders less. Right? I mean, that's what we got to do.
I'm with you. 100%. Thanks, Scott.
Because I'm with you. I'm not dismissing any of that or forgiving it. I just don't think it's going to change. Steve, westbound on 94, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting aside time to practice driving with their teens.
Practice with your teens. Like I said, every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things. Because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be. Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway. So it's better if they have that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in. And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving, and be that role model for your teen.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.